Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You but guys with good credit.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Sean, Karen, it's tax season. You guys ready?
Sure.
Who's ever ready for tax season? Ready? Like, are we going to the club or something?
Isn't it like the holidays, like Christmas time? You don't get excited, all warm and fuzzy over tax season?
I'm not excited about this uncle. When this uncle shows up, Uncle Sam, he always shows up once a year.
Never fails. Well, Sean, I know you're not excited about tax season, but why don't you tell the people what we have in store for them today?
Well, I brought one of my two favorite people back that's come on our show in the past, and they've done really well. People have always come back with a lot of questions, say how much they were great guests. So I brought the great Alex back.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited about being on again tonight.
And my friend of many years, Tammy, the tax girl.
Hey. Thank you so much for having me back, guys. I'm excited to be here. Time to get down to business.
Oh, God.
Well, Tammy, Alex, and you guys were both great guests in the past and brought so much good information surrounding taxes and surrounding a lot of the PPP loans during COVID time. So we're kind of combining some questions here for our listeners that cover both of these areas. So, Sean, why don't you kick us off with some questions for our experts?
Well, Alex, you know, like Mike Tyson, man, I usually knock him out by round two. So I was kind of surprised. Like that. I was surprised that they're coming with a second round of funding. So, you know, for our listeners, kind of break that down. What does that mean? And what does it mean for the first round? And are they going to be commingled or something? Like, just bring a little clarity to what's going on.
Round two, like round one of federal stimulus dollars, means that once again, small businesses get the shaft and the short end of the stick. I was really unhappy with the first round because, to me, a solution for the problem that we have is not a loan.
What's the problem?
Federal. Well, let me tell you something. Borrowing money during this time, thanks a lot, federal government. You know, I got to borrow. We can borrow money all day long. We needed something else, right? The PPP was quasi-helpful, but not for our people. You know, small businesses owned by people of color tend to be smaller. So when you do the math, it's not a big bailout. And considering, I'm glad we have some accountants on, considering how small businesses...
Some accountants, Alex, you have the best accountant. And, you know, we go back and forth, but I truly love this girl. She's a great accountant.
It's wonderful, right? But by the time small business begins to take all its deductions, we're left with a Schedule C with a line 31 that is almost nothing. We divide that by 12, multiply by 2.5, that is almost nothing. So round two has come out. There is no new loans that we can get. So if you've already taken a EIDL, which was a 30-year loan, 3.75%, you can't get a second one, which I wouldn't want anybody to take a second loan anyways. So then we come out with the second PPP, which is the Paycheck Protection Program. We break that up into two buckets, first draw or second draw. So if you took money the first time already, Your second draw now means that you had to have had revenues decreased by 25% from last year. That's not always the greatest thing. I know some businesses that have hung in there that did the best they could to reduce expenses, try to bring in money any which way they could. They have not reduced their revenue from year to year by 25%. And now they're sitting there going like, you mean I'm going to be left out in the cold and not be able to get a second PPP draw? Yes, that's what that's going
to
mean.
Let me jump to Tammy. Tammy, you want? Can you piggyback on what Alex is saying?
First of all, I commend him because I personally don't keep up with PPP and EIDL because the law changes day to day. And I just don't have patience for that. So I commend him for keeping up with that. I'm more of like, you know, the audits. Once it happens, once it's law, I go in and I study it and I help recover from it. So I'm learning as he's speaking.
You know, can I just jump in? You know, Tammy and I would work perfect together because she's analytical.
Hey. I've been trying for 10 years, bro. You just can't come in here and take over like that. No, there's rules to this game, Alex. We will mute you off this show.
Romy Emanuel. You know, Tammy's the type of person that can send an email on behalf of a client or a mutual client and say, hey, what is this line or what is this formula or what are these numbers? And she'd shoot it right back. And then I'd figure out the rest from there. But you know what I'm saying? Like, she's got all the numbers at hand that I would need.
Yes, yes. You can do the now. I'll do the later. Now and later.
There you go.
These two, Tammy and Alex, should start a podcast. It could be a spinoff of the Two Black Guys brand.
I'm not even joking. I think that's what we should do for the season. Yeah, their vibe is good. Alex would like that, right? Alex is smiling. Alex, listen, man, you better stay on the West Coast, bro.
I think Tammy looks like she's old enough to be my daughter. So, you know, I respect her.
So, like, you know, it seems like controversial what's going on with these loans. So I was waiting for this show to see if I should jump back in. So I've already had an SBA loan for my business. You're saying, like, it's not even good to go get a second loan. Just leave it alone. Because Chase has been sending me emails like, oh, you can apply. And I was like, you know what? Let me speak to Alex and Tammy and hear their thoughts. So for those small business owners that are listening, like, do you think they should – you don't think they should get a second loan? And why?
Okay, we really need to segregate this, right? So there's an emergency. There's the EIDL, right? The EIDL. That's the bigger loan that we were all able to get, which terms out over a 30-year period. So you may have gotten that. Then there was a second offering, which was a PPP, which starts out as a loan, but you can have it forgiven if you use it for
staff.
Yeah. So these are
staff and rent and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the EIDL, EIDL, you go straight to the SBA and get. That has been extended to December 31st, 2021.
If you've already gotten, that's when I get a statement every now and then. Every now and then they shoot me a statement.
Yeah, and you probably have not made payment number one.
No, I don't make payment until June.
Okay, so you're not eligible for more on that. That's done for you.
That's a wrap.
Okay, for those that want to explore that, you go to sba.gov and then go into the COVID section and it'll explain it.
So there's no round two for me on that one.
That's correct. PPP. Okay. Have you done round one on that? That has to do with your payroll.
I've done round one on PPP, yes.
Okay. You're eligible for round two. What is really important is that this round two ends March 31st, 2021.
That won't be forgiven as long as I use it for staff and rent and those kind of things, correct?
Yes. 60%, if you want to know, 60% must be used for payroll. Okay. Right. 40% may be used for rent or utilities. Or you can use 100% for payroll. And if you're a sole proprietor, you're eligible.
Alex and Tammy, does the change in our presidential administration, did that impact any of this? Or was all were these changes happening regardless of who was in the White House?
From my understanding, they were happening. I'm going to go with the safe answer. They were happening regardless.
Yeah, Tammy's right about that.
Answer. Okay, can we be unsafe?
Yeah, Tammy's right about it. So this second round was approved late December. It's being rolled out now because it really got approved. A bunch of bureaucrats put it together, and then they threw it to the SBA and said, put it out on the street. So they needed time to get it together. I do understand that the current administration, which was inaugurated today, is working on a third round. I'm hoping that that's going to be a lot more business friendly.
Do you think that?
Well, let me just ask one question. Maybe this is stupid, but this is my brand.
What's your brand?
My brand is asking questions that might be stupid. If you're a sole proprietor, which means that you're sole, so it's just you, right? You're sole proprietor, so it's you. and you get one of these loans and it'll be forgiven. You're eligible, which means that you're eligible for the whole thing, right? All the rules and everything. And so it can be forgiven if you spend 60% on your staff. So that's you, right? So if you give 60% to yourself, the whole thing can be forgiven. That seems amazing.
You can do 100% to you and it can be forgiven. The challenge, 100%. That's not a dumb question. That's a perfect question. The challenge is, if you guys don't mind, let me throw it to Tammy.
That's schedule, a perfect question, he said. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It is. Schedule C, line 31, right? That's, you know, if I'm a sole
proprietor. Oh, this is such a great marriage. Matt, did you put the show together? It's such a great marriage. Go Tammy and Alex. Alex is taking over our show.
Every year.
You can keep
black guys good credit and a Colombian. Go ahead, Alex.
But that was a great question. Yes, it can be forgiven if you pay yourself. Yes, definitely. Okay, except every year you sit down with your tax professionals, you're writing everything off, you're within the law, right? And then that works every year and it until now. And then now Tammy could tell us, you know, that line 31, we're trying to, within the rules and within the law, trying to get that as low as possible. And now I'm looking at tax returns where that number is $9,000. And the best we can do
is line 31.
Net profit and loss.
That's right. So you take $9,000, divide that by 12, and multiply by 2.5. You're not getting much on the PPP if you're small.
Have you done anything PPP related as far as tax preparation, tax returns, audits, or anything of that nature?
I'm staying as far away as possible. to be honest with you, it's a hot mess. I have clients who have received PPP before they came to me. Now it's the end of the beginning of the tax season, so they're wanting to get their books and records in order, and they receive PPP, and I'm like, so can I see the numbers in which you submitted to get this PPP? And they're like, what numbers? No comment. Yeah. After that, the conversation is pretty much done. There's nothing more that I can do for you as far as the PPP is concerned, because if I'm going to take you on as a client and I'm going to do your bookkeeping and I'm going to clean up your books to get ready, you know, give you a P&L, profit and loss, to get ready to prepare your tax return, I want to make sure I know what I'm getting myself into. So PPP is supposed to be forgiven if used properly, as well as if obtained properly. So if it's not obtained properly, you're not even a candidate to be forgiven for your to be forgiven. I really see it as like what do they call those? Venus flytrap for the government. It's basically people who have created these fraudulent Schedule Cs, these fraudulent profit and loss statements, these fraudulent tax returns. Now it's time to show receipts when it's to be forgiven, when you want to get it forgiven. You have to show your receipts. And you don't even know you done paid your cousin's auntie's father who lives in the basement, a couple of $100 to get it done for you. And you don't even know what numbers they used. You just know that you got this money and you definitely didn't use it how it was supposed to be used. So now you're like, well, it was going to be forgiven. And when you go through that forgiveness process, that's when you're telling on yourself. That's when you're saying, hey, here I am. Come and get me. I didn't get it right.
Oh, you're being greedy and you're showing a little soft way.
Let me say this. It's so funny. 2020, like some people I know showed up, meaning that I knew who got loans, because all of a sudden, like, people that don't even come out of work, hey, I'm ready to buy a house. Hey, I'm buying a car. I'm going on a trip. Like, these people, it started becoming, oh, you got some PPP money. Like, you could tell the people, they were like, are we using it right? Like, some people were like, hey, Sean, any real estate tips? Like, I have money to buy a 20-unit building. And I'm like, whoa, you were just like, credit cards maxed out. You got that PPP money, didn't you?
Hashtag small business jokes. I have a question that might be dumb, but it might be perfect, like Alex said. that is my brand. Okay, so I was like, in preparation for the show, I was like looking at, common questions that people ask about taxes. Cause like, I don't really even know. It's like, I'm like, I don't know if anybody here is Jewish, nobody's Jewish, but like on Passover, there's like the child who does not know how to ask. It's like part of the parable. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like the one that doesn't even know where to start, but I'm that kid. So I was looking it up and I see like all this crazy stuff. Like, do I need form this if I do that? And what if I submitted this form before this time? Am I still eligible? It seemed like such a hot mess with so many forms and so confusing that the average person couldn't possibly know what they're doing. How does anyone keep track of it? And how does the government even process taxes? It seems wild.
Well,
so
Alex, is that a perfect question?
Yeah, I love that question. So, I was really listening. That's interesting, that parable. So from the hood that I come from, we used to say a closed mouth does not get fed, which is basically what you just said, right? Back to Tammy, if you don't mind, Sean. When I was helping people with...
Oh, I like you're asking me permission?
Yes,
Tammy,
sir.
See, he sees enough, Tammy. You can't deny it. Like,
I thought that was a great question. No.
You're permitted to talk to Tammy. Go ahead.
No. I wanted to piggyback on that because I do, but I love the parable, though. The parable.
Thank you. Perfect parable, if you don't mind.
It was perfect. Okay, but one of the things I was telling people by the time they were coming to me, because I was working on the numbers on their behalf, and I would say, this is what you are eligible for. They would all say the same thing. But my boy got twice that. Mm-hmm. And I would say, listen to me. Al Capone went to prison for tax evasion, not murder. We're not going down that path with the feds. We're just going to be able to sleep well at night, you know? And so every document that I had put together, we can all sleep at night because it can be justified, right? So a lot of those people early on did do these numbers. I don't know how they did it, but the feds have caught up to that now. There's audits going on and all that's been fixed. So you got to submit your accurate numbers.
So this is like a 24/7, 365 operation for the government to track down all this stuff and sort out all this information. So when I think about taxes, and this is not going to be a perfect question, it seems absolutely insane that you could keep track of like 300 million people and all of their forms. Like, what? Who does that?
Note exactly. To Sean, Karen, you will never do my taxes.
No, that's what Tammy and Alex are here for.
There is a spinoff here, though, between us, like Charlie's Angels or something. Like, it'd be a great show.
All right, well, before we get into the spinoff, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss more about taxes. So stay tuned for Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and we'll be right back. Black guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. We're talking about tax season today, people. Serious business. So get your notepad ready. We have some very special guests in the building. We have Alex and we have Tammy breaking it all down. So Sean, Karen, you got any tax questions for our expert panel?
Literally so many. I feel like Sean should start.
You got so many Sean should start.
What is taxes? Who is she?
Okay, so just high overview before we get into the nitty gritty. Is there anything that stands out to you for this tax season filing, Tammy, that like people should be aware of compared to past years when filing?
Well, the IRS has already announced that they're going to vamp up their audits by 50%. So,
they need money.
Yeah, they're broke. Absolutely. All the money that they've been giving out, they've broke.
Your man, Alex Trump, took all their money.
They're broke. So they're definitely going to vamp up the audits. It's going to be a situation where when they say 30 days, that's what they mean. And a lot of the time where you were a lot of the times people take longer than 30 days to reply, and then the auditors give you additional time. They don't have time for that. They need to collect this money. Uncle Sam is literally going to be on their backs. So that is something that you want to think about when you're filing your tax return, to make sure that you're, you know, putting real and true numbers on there, because they're not playing and they don't have time and they don't have money. So
just like Alex said, back to Alex's point early, God giveth and God taketh. They give you this loan and they're coming right back for it in another way through the taxes.
If you think about it, the whole thing, in my eyes, in my opinion, the whole thing was a setup. So you have a bunch of individuals who you already know are fictitious and defraudulent things, because it's just in their nature.
Sorry, my throat. I'm not scared of that man anymore. He ain't my president anymore. He's a citizen. So yeah.
I mean, so you put out this loan, you dangle free money in front of them, quote unquote, huge quotes. You dangle this free money and you give them the options for it to be forgiven. You tell them exactly what needs to be done to get the maximum amount of money with your income. You tell them have 10 employees and then you're going to get $10,000 that, you know, is just quote unquote free off the bat. You're dangling money in front of people who are in need. And then you're telling them it's going to be forgiven. The forgiveness part is the trap. Because now the money can't be forgiven because they have done whatever they've done to get the money. So they have two options. They can either pay that back or they can go to jail. So when you pay that back, you're paying that back with interest. So who wins at the end of the day? The government. They get their money back and they get the interest. Or they're just going to, you know, lock you away, which obviously nobody wants that to be. Or they're going to charge you in court with restitution. Either way, they're going to get their bread. So
uplifting, Tammy. Thank you. Well,
feel good.
He's still my favorite uncle. Thank you, Debbie Downer.
No, you have to look at it for what it is. For those that actually are forgiven, they're going to make that up for those that actually submitted fictitious information and are not eligible for the forgiveness program. So nothing was free to begin with. But back to the whole IRS thing. Yeah, they're broke. They've already announced that they're going to up their audits by 50%. So you definitely want to make sure that your tax returns are real and true, because they're not going to have patience with you at this point in time. You should have had it together.
Oh my God, Tammy, what the hell?
I mean,
it's terrifying. I mean, I'm not saying I'm like lying or anything, but I'm just, you know, when you go to the airport and they ask you like if you packed your own bags and if you're a terrorist, and you're like, no, but like you're all nervous because you want them to believe you, but you're telling the truth. That's how I feel about taxes.
No,
she got me nervous. I'm like, should I claim that 5 cents that I gave to the homeless guy today? When I came down the street, I gave him a nickel.
I don't know.
No. Claim it. Well, I work for myself and I keep some records, but not always great records. And so I don't even know what that means. Like, I guess I'm telling the truth, but like, how do they know that? How do I prove that?
Well, the biggest thing is to make sure that you know the law. If you know the law, you can leverage it when you're... you have to make sure, like, simple things such as business expenses, you don't need a receipt if it's under $75. Oh. So if you're going into an audit and they're trying to disallow all these little expenses and they're telling you that you don't need a receipt, a lot of times a common individual doesn't know that you don't need a receipt and they're just allowing them to disallow all of these items. No, you have to know the law to be able to fight that.
So if I do dinners for $74.99 times 10 every week, I'm good. $74.99,
$74.99. No, see? And that right there is a problem.
I'm just asking a question.
Sean, you are the problem.
Because when it comes to things like meals and entertainment, obviously you have to keep a track of that. You have to keep a track of who you had a meal with. You had to
What can I do $74.99?
Go to Staples, buy your kids some, you know, school supplies or something like that, because Staples already looks like it's a business expense, but you can get school supplies there and then just make sure it's under $75 and boom, you're done.
Tammy, I have a question for you, Tammy. What about stimulus funds? Is that claimed as income?
No, nope.
Okay.
Stimulus funds are advanced credits. So what we were already going to get, they decide to give it to us a little earlier. So anybody, the thing about the last stimulus payment, I know a lot of people didn't get it. There was a lot of issues with going, transferring it out to through TurboTax and all these other third parties. So what happens is the bill had stated that they were going to send out all the stimulus payments by January 15th. So they're done. January 15th was the last day. So you may have received it in the mail. If your bank is laggy, then you could possibly still get it. But January 15th was the last day that they had to send that out. So what happens now, if you didn't get it, if you were eligible, don't forget that word, and didn't get it, then you have to claim that on your tax return. You'll claim the credit, and then you'll get it at that point in time.
Mm. Let me ask you. So, Karen, let me ask Tammy, let me ask you a simple question. If, like, for our listeners that are living the simple life, you know, they go to work, they have their 9-to-5, they may have their one or two kids, they file their taxes, joint or single. I'm always kind of wondering, like, with all these, this technology, like TurboTax, where they can find the things that you deductible, is it better, do you think, to go with, like, a TurboTax or to go with, still go with, like, an accountant to file your taxes, like, even, like, an H&R Block or even, you know, our regular accountant or... you know, just get TurboTax from Staples?
I mean, you can do TurboTax. It depends on your tax situation. Like you said, if you're just a regular person, you've had a regular year, you didn't do anything crazy, buy a house, purchase a huge asset, you know, start a business and things of that nature. Yeah, why not? It's going to walk you through on how to do it. But again, if you want to be better safe than sorry, go to a tax professional.
Alex, were you going to chime in there?
Yeah, because I want your listeners to realize the wealth of information that Tammy has. You should go see her or equivalent, write a check because their time is worth something, and sit down and start building the relationship. God. It's about a relationship.
You guys are so cute, by the way. You guys are giving me George Bush and Michelle Obama vibes.
Don't do that. You're kicking me out of the equation, so Karen. Cute. I thought we were friends. Karen, like, you're taking me out of the equation.
I don't know what the sports term is.
Listen,
but you know,
man, I don't know what spirit made me call Alex today. But
looks like what you're doing.
Oh, my Lord. I don't know what the spirit got in me to call Alex. So, you know, this is a perfect segue. Tammy, tell the people a little bit what you're doing this tax season, what your business is all about, because I love your business model.
So unfortunately, I don't prepare tax returns, believe it or not.
What? No, I need you. I need you. Can you one exception? Is that cool?
But what I do do, I do account cleanups. So I will take your business bank account because unfortunately a lot of people can't afford an accountant on a month-to-month basis and things of that nature. So I take your business bank account, I clean it up, I make it nice and neat, provide you with the P&L, balance sheet, you know, the financials, where you can then turn them over to your tax preparer and your tax preparer can prepare a return for you. The reason why I don't prepare returns is because I do audits. As, you know, Sean said, I'm a former IRS agent, so audits are my jam, as the attorneys say in my office. So I do audits. I help the tax preparer, the taxpayer. I protect the taxpayer, you know, in case in front of the IRS. A lot of people, they get a little nervous when they hear the IRS. And I used to be the IRS, so my nerves are shot because they train that into you. So I just go in there, do my thing, and help you be successful throughout your audit.
And just for people who don't know, and listen to our earlier show, you need to listen to our earlier show that we had with Tammy a few months ago. How Tammy and I met was she was assigned by the IRS to audit me. So she audited me. We had 18 lovely hours of auditing, getting to know each other, as I continuously stared into her eyes and said, "Please, Tammy, please, I have the receipt, Tammy. Trust me, believe me." But she was an excellent auditor. She was everything above the line. It was great. You know, one thing I loved about her was her patience. You know, she allowed me to take the time to find the evidence to show that, you know, they were legitimate expenses. And I had a zero audit change. And I think it was, you know, because I had a great account. And also I had, you know, my auditor, Tammy, she was very patient with me. So that's kind of how we met. And that's just in life. You can meet somebody in these odd scenarios and become, you know, we've been good friends ever since.
Wow. That's a great story.
Isn't it?
I knew you were going to comment, Alex. I knew no. you were gonna, I was waiting for your comment. So,
What city is Tammy in?
Brooklyn.
All right, Brooklyn.
Big up.
In the house.
Yeah.
What is a tax tip that feels like it should be illegal to know, but it's not?
Great question.
So Trump taxes.
Perfect question, Alex.
I love that. That's a great question.
Talk about the depreciation. When I always thought, like, you know, when my accountant used to tell me, like, I'm forwarding your losses from quarter to quarter, I always think, like, I didn't understand. So, you know, our president kind of brought it out as he's doing. I think that's a great secret to share that people may not know.
NOLs, net operating losses, and carryovers. Right. So,
correct.
Okay. And depreciation, they're all right. Tax planning tactics. So what's really important when you're a business owner is to be able to tax plan at the beginning of the year, not April 14th. That doesn't make any sense. So when you tax plan, you are able to put yourself on estimated tax payments. You're able to budget yourself. You're able to plan out your quarters, your business. You know where you need to hustle a little bit more. You know where you can, you know, relax a little bit and take a vacation. So tax planning will allow you to take advantage of depreciation, will allow you to say, you know what, I have this NOL. I don't need to claim it this year because it's not going to help me. So let me carry it over to the next year when I do have this income.
You but said NOL?
A net operating loss.
Hmm.
So when you have a loss on your Schedule C, E, you know, these different schedules that Karen was talking about earlier.
Yes. That we know about.
Yeah. So you're able to take it and take advantage of it when needed. You don't always need to go and take a huge loss in that 1 year. What is that doing for you? Absolutely nothing. It actually doesn't look too good.
So the best loss to take is like a dollar. If you can lose a dollar every year, it's the same thing, right? Keep moving it up.
I mean, you keep moving it up, but I mean, don't get me up on the tax law right now, how far you can take NOLs. Don't have me on here lying. But you definitely want to use them and depreciation to your business. I know, Sean, you and I had a conversation when you found out about depreciation. You're like, that's the best thing ever.
Absolutely, man. It's the American way. Like, right now. Absolutely.
What does that even mean, though? Like, I mean, I understand what depreciation is in like a word sense, but in taxes, what does that mean?
That means that you're not exactly expensing an asset at once. So if you're
it's not even real money. Huh? So like, it's not even real money. It's like,
no,
what
it's
you
not
think?
Real money. Nope.
Exactly.
So let's say you bought, I don't know, let's say you bought a computer or something of that nature, and it was $5,000. Get rid of the technical information. Let's just say you're going to depreciate it over the next 5 years at $1,000 a year. I'm going to get rid of the technical part of that, savage life and all that other stuff. So you would just take $1,000 as an expense, as well as a deduction or deductible on your Schedule C for the next 5 years, instead of taking it all at one time, instead of Section 179ing it. So what that means is, if you say you had, say you tax plan for the year and you only tax plan to pay self-employment tax on $5,000, and then you're at $6,000, and you're like, oh man, I'm gonna have to pay out in taxes. Instead of expensing that asset at that moment in time, taking a Section 179, you just appreciate it. So now you're back at your goal.
Okay. It's like a lot. That's, so here's my question that people can really understand. Who do the tax laws favor? The working class or the entrepreneur?
Entrepreneur.
And why? So people like,
because it's all of these deductions. You just have to know how to work it. Make that gray area black or white in your favor. That's what it is. The entire tax law is black and, I mean, it's gray. How you approach your auditor if you get audited, and how you flex on your expenses, you make it black or white.
Exactly.
You don't allow them to make it black or white. So that's like one of the most important things when getting audited. The entire tax law is gray. You make it black or white for them.
Mm-hmm.
The two words that are the most important are ordinary and necessary. Your business expenses have to be ordinary and necessary to your business. You don't let them tell you what's ordinary and necessary to your business. You tell
Me, Miss Auditor, you made me tell you that. Like, yeah. Now I'm thinking if I had the right audit, but hey.
Listen, I went in there and did my job, and you could have fought me back, but you didn't. But that's why I'm working with people now.
Alex, you wanted to add value to this?
Alex, yeah, back to you know, these SBA programs, right? So agree 100%. Of the value of being an entrepreneur and all the deductions that are within the rules and the law, right? But this is what the challenge has been in the last year. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that entrepreneurs move through year after year after year with all the deductions, and then we get to an emergency. And then we all look at these financials. The SBA is looking at it saying, you make zero money. How are you going to pay us back, right? So again, I'm not saying it's wrong, but that is one of the things that has happened to small and micro businesses this year with these programs that have come out, is it makes it seem like there's an inability to pay it back, or it makes it seem like they didn't pay themselves anything so that they can't have a bigger PPP. And this is one of the challenges for our people.
I know, right. I see that all the time because, you know, honestly, if I were to have to sell my house today, on paper, I wouldn't be able to afford it to buy it back tomorrow. And that's been the challenge. And I'll tell you this, like, I worked in corporate America. Then I bought real estate, and then I transitioned to working for myself. And through those stages, it was such an eye-opening to how the tax game changes as you evolve from working for somebody to kind of getting into real estate and working for yourself. And like it's a whole different world, and people don't understand it. Like people that have always worked for them for somebody never worked for themselves. There's a part of America that you just have not been exposed to.
True.
And you really get to understand, like you just made a great point, Tammy, where you talk about it's like all gray and you make it black and white. I never thought about that, but it is so true. And you will not understand it in full until you've kind of come on the other side and realize like how the wealthy stay wealthy and how the tax game is playing. And I'm not commending our past president, I can say now, how he had these low tax payments, but I understand how he got there. Mm-hmm. I totally understand how he got there, how he's able to work it in the system, and where they can't even say, for the most part, some of it was, I think most of it is probably above board because the tax law is so bureaucratic, so gray, like to the common person that is seeing and hearing that this millionaire guy paid nothing in tax and may not understand it. But I'm sure Tammy and Alex probably can agree that they understand how he got there.
Absolutely. You know? I don't think that he did anything that he couldn't have done. I honestly don't. I think once they really dig into his tax returns and when they get people that actually understand the tax law on it, they're going to be like, there's no problem here, as far as that's concerned.
The media likes to say, you're totally, the media likes to say he paid nothing in federal taxes or whatever, because it sounds so shocking because the rest of us are paying taxes. It's funny because once you, like, this is like basic info, right? And so once you kind of open someone's eyes to the fact that like there's laws and you can kind of like finesse it, it's, you realize how opaque the process is. Like, you know what I mean? There's like, it's kind of like when you read about some crazy verdict in a trial and you're like, how could they have done that? Like, how could they let this person go? But the law is just like that, you know? And like certain evidence has to be a certain way and then you have to find a certain way and it's just like that. And like, it's not necessarily a choice or like a fraud. It's like, I feel like this is one of those areas where you feel like you know stuff. You feel like it's so straightforward. Like you make money, you pay taxes, that's it. And it's actually this whole minefield of like little technical nuances that you have to know, and you can like go either way.
Yep. That's right. And just like, just to piggyback off of the SBA thing, people think it's so cool to have a loss at the end of the year. Like, oh, I have all these expenses and I didn't have any income. Now, what happens when you go to purchase a home? What happens when you want an asset?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Happens when you want an investor? But that's where tax planning comes in. You don't need to put all of your expenses on that return. You're going to have to pay some tax to be able to get to where you need to get. Mm-hmm. But you need to tax plan for that. That's where estimated tax payments come in. Go ahead.
I was just talking to a young man that came into my store today. And like, he has an internet. He has a clothing store in Trinidad. And he sells stuff here. And now he's doing some selling stuff on eBay. And he's like, how do I do that? And I was like, you know, in this country, and I tell everybody all the time, you have to pay your taxes in one form or the other in order to grow. If you're going to keep trying to avoid and stay under the table, I know people, like I have a friend, good friend of mine, he's in his 60s and he's been this, he left Wall Street in 2002 after 9/11, and he decided to work for himself doing a legal taxi basically and stuff like that. And like he's almost like unidentified in America. Like it's hard for him to get a bank account. It's hard for him to purchase. He has a ton of money, but he can't do anything with it because he's tried to stay under the radar and not pay his taxes. Like if you're listening to Sony, a young person, I always say, yes, some businesses, some ideas, we all start off in hustle zone, but you have to work towards legitimizing it and paying a little bit of taxes. Like Tammy said, depreciating, using the system to work for you. So you have like a record, a trail, and you can grow your brand. America is not a place that allows you to stay under the radar and think you're going to get over all the time.
You're going to be stuck. You're not going to have anything.
I've been that in a situation where my income does not represent the properties that I want to buy. And no matter how much money I have in the bank, I have to, the bank will tell you, you have to show income. You have to eventually suck it up and pay taxes.
Yep. I have a client that came to me. He, you know, dealt with illegal businesses, funneling money, and he wanted to buy a house. So we did the tax returns based off of the bank statements. Well, not bank statements, but you know, I'm just going to say bank statements. And we got him on paper because he wasn't on paper for so many years. That's how he grew up. This is what he did. So we got him on paper, and he paid over $70,000 in taxes for 2 years, because that's what you need to get a mortgage. And when we were all done, he looked at me and he was like, I got to go back outside and get that bread. And that resonated so far into my soul. Like, you decide the life you want to live. And taxes, there's only two things in life that are guaranteed. That's death and taxes, paying taxes in some type of form. And so when he said that, it just kind of hit me like, you decide the life you want to live, but you're going to pay these taxes one way or another.
Yeah, it is so true. You know, just to add to what you're saying, I always found those guys that live the hustle. I grew up around them. You know, to me, it's dead money. There's only so much options you have with that kind of money. Like, I'm glad I saw it when I was young, because as I get older, and to me, there's what you can buy, cars, jewelry, whatever, but it can't grow it to places unless you're ready to pay your taxes and become above board, you know?
Exactly. Outside mention Al Capone. He got caught on a tax evasion charge.
That's right. That's right.
So it's like, guys, what are you doing here? And I always tell people, and people get upset with me because of my current position, I'm a financial investigator. And I always tell people, you know, the best thing you can do is pay taxes. I'm so sorry.
I love it. That's real right there.
By my daughter.
I love it.
I always tell people the best thing you can do is pay taxes on your illegal money. I don't care how you funnel it. I don't care where you funnel it. I don't care how you clean it, how you mix it, how you mop it. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Pay the taxes on it. Because when you get caught, because this don't last forever. It's never going to last forever. You're going to get caught at some point in time. At least lessen your burden. At least when that restitution comes, it doesn't include taxes. At least when they're piling up your charges and trying to determine how much time you're going to serve, you don't have any time in there for taxes. That'll actually make you look like a citizen of the United States instead of, you know, somebody that's trying to get over. That means so much more. Not a citizen, but, you know, like a law-abiding citizen, opposed to somebody that's trying to get over.
This is something you only get on Two Black Guys with Good Credit. That was so we're giving tax advice to the hustlers. But I love
right.
it.
You're right. It's only on Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And I always say, you know, there's many crimes done in so many different ways in America, and it's who am I and who are we to judge, you know? But it's really teaching people like how to do things correctly, because I've seen both sides. And I honestly always tell my students when I teach, like, making it the right way is so much easier way. You don't have to hide under your pillow. You don't have to be paranoid. You know, there's nothing like a refinance. You get this big check and the government knows about it. You know about it. And it's considered a loan that you don't even pay taxes on, that you can use. It's monopoly money that you can use to buy other things, do other things, and play above the board. And I've met so many hustlers, and they are smart. They know how to navigate. They know how to hustle. They know how to survive, but they just haven't been taught the right way. So I think what Tammy's saying, that segue, if you have a common criminal that's starting to pay taxes on the money that he's making illegal, he's going to start thinking legal naturally. So I think what she's saying is right on point. I think it's great, because it starts to put him in that mindset of how not to get over on the system. In a lot of like communities, underdeveloped communities, that's all that the conversation is, how to get over on the system. And it begins to start to work against you rather than for you. So I think what she's saying is really relevant in a transition period. Well, but I went right on the line, sold cocaine, $200,000.
They actually have a knack for that. Don't quote me on what it is, but there's an actual NACS code for that, for illegal tender. So I wouldn't say do that. I wouldn't say put it on that. I would say, you know, open a laundromat, maybe a daycare, funnel it through there, clean it up. But there's an actual NACS code.
Well, here, let me tell you one more story that's hilarious. It happened to me today. My good friend Alex, I hope he's listening to the show. He's a realtor, and there's a spot around my house about two blocks down. It was known as a weed spot. It was a dry cleaner, and it got busted about 5 years ago. Matt knows what we're talking about. So this is actually, it got busted about 5 years ago. The guy that was owned the building, he was selling illegal drugs and weed. He was telling me today, he said, Sean, you want to hear this funny? Because he's the one that rents out the unit. Somebody came to him today. I'm not a white lady that owns a lot of business around the neighborhood. She wants to open up a liquor store, and she wants to have the rights to know that when weed becomes legal, she can have a dispensary in the same liquor store. And I was like, from weed spot to weed spot. Yeah, like,
exactly. That's the irony of that. Above board weed spot versus my man who got locked for his
weed spot. One was locked up. One got busted raided. The other one's going to be like, yeah, I want to open up a weed spot in the form of weed spot, please.
That's crazy. Well, we're coming towards the end of this special report on taxes and PPP people. So Sean, Karen, do you guys have any final questions for our illustrious guests?
You know what? I guess not. Here's what I get out of these episodes is that paying someone to handle this is an investment in your peace of mind. And that, what could possibly be more precious in the entire world? Like, this is what I, like, from hearing Alex and Tammy talk, I realized I don't know nothing about this. And because I, you know, when I was like earning a paycheck from a company, I never even had to think about it. It was like, you know, but I don't know what I'm doing on my own. And probably a lot of people don't, you know, I don't have employees. I don't have to know laws around taxes like that. It's kind of all on me. It's just me doing stuff. And I honestly think like just paying someone to do it's going to be the best thing in the world. Like I can't even, there's not even enough time for me to ask enough questions.
I think that's a great point that she makes, right? So I do economic development and business consulting for a living. And I can tell you whether it is the fish frying restaurant or the dentist, they all say the same thing, which is we are experts at what we do, but we don't know finance. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't. So I want the listeners to realize you're not alone. Whether you're fixing bicycles or you're a medical doctor, you don't know finance. We get that. Come to the professionals. We'll answer it.
With a short fee.
Great point.
Yeah, we get paid to do it. But yeah, but there you go.
I have to admit it. I have to say it. I'm going to throw out some hater juice right now. But I'm going to say it. I think Alex and Tammy do make a good power team. I think they can offer a great service together. Karen, thanks for bringing it up.
Anytime.
I thought Tammy and I were destined, but maybe it's Alex. I'll pass the baton to Alex. So I think, yes, you do need a professional. I think there is something here where they balance one another out. And, you know, we didn't know where we're going with this episode, but I think it's an excellent episode. You do need, you know, that third eye is very important, you know. So I would say, and to the listener listening to the show, I think we showed all forms of this, all ends of the spectrum, from the drug dealer to the chicken fry spot or into the dentist. Like, there is need, you can have the right person, find the right person to help you with your tax preparation, because there's so many different nuances happening in today that you need to have somebody overlooking and overseeing what you're doing to be prepared for this upcoming tax season.
And you know, so the government, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the government is so damn scary. Like, it's so scary. Like, if you even got arrested for something stupid, I'm not saying that ever happened to me, but like hypothetically, you want a lawyer, right? Because you don't know what you're doing. And like that $1,000 or $2,000 investment is going to save you like all this heartache and a record and all of this stuff. Like, it's actually worthwhile. Like, there's a reason you don't know what you're doing and you can just pay someone to do it. Honestly, like, I think that people just don't like to part with the money. Like, when you see the money flying out of your hands, it's stressful. But on the back end, there's something way scarier. Like, the government is not...
Precaution is better than cure, my dear.
Terrifies me.
Amen. So Tammy, let the good people know once again where they can find you and how to get hold of you, and if you have any last remarks.
Okay, on IG, you can find me at TaxTTammy, TaxTeaTammie, or you can come to my website, www.misstammyam.com.
And it's worth following Tammy because she does a weekly IG live, right, where you answer a lot of questions, right? What day is this IG live? And it's not a fans-only IG live for those people. She's a beautiful girl, but it's not fans-only, okay? Tell them about your IG live.
No, not fans-only. It's right on IG every Sunday at 9 o'clock. It's my tax tea party. Basically, I just talk about all of the tax fraud that hit the news during the week and kind of give you some insight on why this person or that person got in trouble with the law and how to avoid that. And then there's a Q&A at the end where you're able to ask some questions.
All right. Alex, you want to give the people a way to reach out to you? You got any
thank you.
IG?
Call me or text me. I want to talk to you. We need to talk.
Oh, God.
Which is area code 661.
Wow.
425-5733. I'm not afraid. Just call me. Let's talk.
But that brings this episode to a close. So we want to thank you guys, Tammy and
thank
Alex.
Thank you. Yeah, thank gentlemen, you. Please, as always, stay black. And I will see you soon.
We definitely will do that.
No option.
Good. So, wow, that was an amazing show, you guys. What's your takeaways? Karen, what are your thoughts on this episode?
My thoughts on this episode, this was really interesting. So these are my thoughts. Number one, you're only in trouble if you don't address your tax situation at all. Like, you know, I always say at the end of every episode, it doesn't matter what you've done, it matters what you do next. That I feel that's so true with taxes, that, you know, taxes stress me out a little bit because now I work for myself and I don't really, like, I guess I don't really know the law is or whatever. Like, I don't, you know.
But didn't it give you a little confidence on what to do? I mean, not to say you can do it, but it kind of gives you like a little kind of navigation thing on like, hey, there's a process here. There's a way in which to do things the right way kind of thing.
Yes. But what intimidates me is that, you know, for every question that they answered, I had a bunch more questions. What does this mean? What does that mean? Like, I don't have even if I sat down with a professional, we wouldn't have enough time for them to explain the inside baseball of how the taxes work. What I got out of this was, don't freak out. You're okay. Tax season is here. So that means instead of it being a really stressful event, you can actually just use it as an opportunity to get some peace of mind. Like, for example, this year, this is the first year I think I'm actually going to hire an accountant and sit down and be like, look, this is what I do. This is how much money I make. These are the records I have or don't have. How can you just work this out for me? Because the more I try to think of doing it myself, look, I'm a writer, I'm a comedian. This is not what I do. I'm a podcaster. Like, I'm not Taxi Tammy.
Well, for me, what I got out of this, because I'm similar to Karen, I'm a producer who works, you know, like it's the gig economy for me. It's like, it's not, in the past I've worked for networks where they're doing all your taxes and you get your weekly check, but now I'm fishing for all my own stuff. So it makes me think it's so super important to hire a professional. It's super important to really be up, because so many people in this gig economy, they are at a disadvantage of all these tax laws. And like, if you just so used to getting your paycheck, like you said, Karen, where before you didn't have to think about it. Well, now you do. So I just think it's important to find your Tax T Tammies. And I also appreciate Alex and the info. He gave some great info as well. So I think this is a really good episode.
Well, there's something that feels like a trap to me a little bit about tax law, because I feel like you're not expected to know how it all works. Like, how could you possibly, you know? It's like when they're talking about the PPP loans, I feel like there's so much of that where they're like, here, look, this is a very simple, very straightforward thing. And it's just not. I wouldn't even know where to go.
Venus flytrap.
What am I going to do? Sit there with a dictionary, like a Wikipedia the entire time, looking up every tax term? No, of course not. It's a trap.
Yes, you will, Karen. Yes, you will.
Look, it's a peer. Here's my cynical take, my New Yorker take. It's a bit of a Ponzi scheme, right? And you have to play the game because you're a citizen. You live here. And it's you have to pay your taxes. You don't really know what you're doing. If you mess it up, you're going to get got and you're going to pay them even more. And if you don't want to get got, you got to pay someone anyways. There's a whole economy just around taxes. You know, it's a whole ecosystem around taxes.
It was eye-opening again. Like, it was just reinforcing that, you know, get the right people around you, surround the right team. And, you know, you can navigate through this. And even what she was talking about, you know, people when their eyes were big about getting these loans, getting payment. Remember, there is a burden to pay at the end if you don't manage it correctly.
Yeah.
And I think everybody should be aware of that, you know, that, you know, there's a way in which to play any game, and it's like making sure you're doing all the right things and to avoid, you know, future problems. And even like one thing you should even remember, where she said the IRS has upped the amount of auditors this year. I mean, that's a very important thing to remember when you're filing this year. Like, there's more eyes and there's a higher probability that you will get audited this year.
Well, so the last time she was on the show, remember one of our questions was, are they going to give people a break because of COVID? And she said, no, it's the opposite, because they're giving out all this free money and now it's time to get it back. But what I didn't know, what she meant, the little knowledge gem she dropped this time, is that there's more people 24/7 365ing your business. I didn't know that. That's horrific.
Wow. Yeah. You guys at home have any questions that we didn't ask? Send us your questions.
tbgwgc@gmail.com. That's two black guys with good credit @gmail.com. Good, Matt.
Awesome. Well, that brings this episode to a close. And like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. So if your tax situation has changed, you better find you a Tax T Tammy and get you a professional in your life. And that's it for me. I'm Matt Smith and I'm out.
And I'm Karen Margolis. You can hit me up. I never say my info, but you can hit me up. Karen Margolis on social. K-E-R-E-N. I'm not a Karen. I'm a Karen. M-A-R-G-O-L-I-S on Instagram and Twitter. Karen Kardashian on TikTok, if you so please. And as I always say, literally relax. Don't freak out. It doesn't matter what you did. I'm you. I also did that. But it matters what you do next. So you got this.
I'm Sean Linda, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. As I say every show, your money is your money. Keep it in your damn pocket, but you know you got to give a little bit of it to Uncle Sam to stay above water, all right? And I'm out. Thanks for listening, people. Peace. Black guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.